This is Perry L. Duff coming at you live from the Hustler's Corner in New York City, saying thank you for making the time out of your day to come and enjoy our show. This is part 1B of our two-part series of part one of our interview with Bossalina, a female hip-hop recording artist from Compton, California, who travels between Compton and Texas in her career. If you enjoy the show, please show your love. Share this content on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts. Help us get the word out to keep us growing. Like our content. And most of all, don't forget to leave a comment and subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us here on Anchor. With that said, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. Please enjoy the show.
Ever since then, I think that really kind of took me to a different level as far as music goes, you know, because her whole family was into music. But what was so crazy about it is she was a Jehovah's Witness. Like, her whole family was a Jehovah's Witness. So I couldn't really, like, connect with them on the music, you know, because she couldn't really have, like, friends and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? But I did learn a lot in that little amount of time, even though it was kind of like a weird situation. You know what I mean? Like, how I met her. You know what I mean? And sometimes I used to run into her through the city. You know what I mean? And, like, she really was, I mean, and she was probably one of my only friends at the school. Like, she would come and find me every day, you know, even though it sounded kind of weird. But she didn't do it to where she was mean. She didn't do it like I felt threatened. You know what I mean? She was just doing it like, hey, you should be this because it'll give you better reflexes. And I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? So we would try that, and it was kind of interesting. But I did probably actually at that same school, another person tried to bully me. And yeah, we ended up getting a fight. So that's the first time I got suspended. Once all that happened, my parents was like, oh yeah, we have to get you about these schools. So yeah, I ended up transferring to another type of school, and you know, got into sports and started, you know, growing up and getting into high school, and you know, things, you know what I mean, things went to a whole nother level. But you know, you learn a lot as a kid growing up, and you get through so much that you never even really understand what you're in until you get older, you know what I mean, and actually put it into perspective, you know what I mean.
Okay, let me say this. I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the most traumatic things that our youth go through is bullying. Hearing stories like that, it reminds me of times when I've been bullied when I was younger. The crazy thing about when I was younger, they would, like, you know, give me a shot.
Let me ask you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good.
Okay, but let me ask you, because what happened to you, what's your music today describe for your young listeners? What's your music? Just describe more about your music. I like your music. I check it out. I love your video.
Thank you.
So, in your own words, what's your music describe? Describe your music and the message that you're sending out now to the young people today.
My music is diverse. Diversity. You know, I pretty much do music about whatever I'm feeling at that time. You know what I mean? Or what I'm going through at that moment. You know, it could be from, I like to touch like more personal subjects, more deep subjects. You know, I'm not just here to be rapping just to be rapping, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So, like, for example, I have my single out called Can't Stop My Wave, and basically it's just basically letting people understand my independent grind and how I do my things, where you have to be consistent in this game. You know what I mean? You have to be consistent in this game. You have to go through so much little different adversity and so much different type of things where people try to stop you. So I'm like, okay, well, you can't stop my wave, because no matter what happens, I'm always going to stop. I'm always going to do this music. I'm always going to be here. I'm always going to be your face. I'm always going to be, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of more like, you know, when I do music, it's more of a feeling that I'm going through at that time. You know what I mean? Like, I have a song called Bossavelli that describes me coming up in Compton as a kid. I have a song called Oh Yeah Yeah, and that's talking about blessed to wake up that day. You know what I mean? I'm blessed, you know? So everything around me, I'm feeling like, you know, oh yeah, yeah. Like, you know, so, you know, I'm more of a realist type of artist. I'm not a punchline type artist. I'm more of a realist, which means it's more just whatever I feel that day. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into violence. I'm not into stuff like that. So I'm always trying to motivate, encourage, you know, empower women, try to help people in their adversities or how they can overcome some of their adversities. For example, this hat right here says Flota Culture. Flota Culture is my sponsored brand, which means no obstacles, no boundaries. You can float over any adversity in life. That's the meaning of this. That's what I go by every day. That's what I feel that I try to display in my music as much as I can, you know.
Let me ask you.
I do like the party, so I do like to do a lot of party joints and stuff that just get people moving as well. So not just always touching, you know, different people subjects, but I always, you know, I do it all. That's why I say I'm just versatile, you know.
Okay, but what can you say for the female rappers today? To tell them
be a businesswoman, learn your craft as well too, same thing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because you know that's what it's about, learning your craft, mastering your craft, because being a female in a male dominated industry is even harder, you know. They look at us harder, you know. So you have to be more on your business, more on your grind, more on your, you know. So in a way, to me, it helps us as better businesswomen because they're harder on us. So now we know how to create a business and how to make sure we, you know, get it going or whatever avenues they go through. Not every female want to run their own business. You know, they might want to work with other artists and other labels and other people, but as long as they know that their grind and, you know, what their mission and what their path is, then, you know, as long as you're dedicated and stay consistent. My main thing is like consistent with your grind, and you know what I mean, that can go for every female no matter what age group, you know what I mean.
Okay. Have you ever opened a show with a famous rap artist or any other artist?
Yes, I've did a lot of I opened up for many of artists, from people like, well, I've had some female artists that I've opened. I haven't opened up for too many female artists because it's kind of hard to kind of get them unless like local female artists, yes, but a big female artist, it's not really that many for me to open up for. But I've did a show where the rapper Yo-Yo that used to rap with Ice Cube, she was there, you know, and that was encouraging because, you know, she was like, oh, you know, I'm glad to see more females rappers on, you know, on the stage and more female artists, you know, chasing their dreams and stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool. I've opened up for people like Crooked Eye, King T. I mean, coming from Cali, I opened up a lot of people in California. You know what I mean? Not in too many other places. Texas a little bit. So, you know, I've did people like Little Flip. I did Crooked Eye, Nocturnal, Eazy-E's sons, Dr. Dre's son, so many. I've actually have a pretty good little list of okay. You know, they could check that out on my bio.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Your business acumen, so to speak, if I may, would you say that came from the time that you was with your family learning about farming? Did you get your business? Mm-hmm. There?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
The thing that I have to admit that really, really impresses me about you is that you are demonstrating that you are an artist, a female artist, that can go the traditional route of the male artist and succeed. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I like about it. Now, you say that there's no gun violence or hardcore rap in your lyrics at all?
No, I don't gang bang. I'm not, you know, even though I've been growing up in Compton my life, I wasn't really into that type of stuff, you know, because I felt that like I could get out a different way, not knowing that, you know, I guess as a kid, you don't know what you're in, you know what I mean? So I'm like, well, I'm gonna get out good and I'm not gonna do no gang banging and, you know, stuff like that. So as I got older, I felt like I wanted to represent as one of those artists that came from Compton, never gangbang, never did none of that. You don't have to be none of that just to be respected.
This is Perio Duff coming at you live from the Hustle's Corner, New York City. This concludes this session with our On the Grind series. If you are a person who has been incarcerated and you want to get your story out, come to the Hustle's Corner, New York City and share your story on our Tales from the Bit series. If you are a person that has been wrongfully convicted of a crime that they did not commit, come share your story on the Hustler's Corner in New York City Victims of the System series. If you are a person who is active in the community, helping to address many of the ills within the Black community. Come share your story on the Hustler's Corner New York City Legends of the Hood series. If you are a person that runs their own successful Black-owned business and you'd like to share your story about how you rose from obscurity and adversity to build and run your own successful Black-owned business, come share your story on the Hustler's Corner New York City Black Business Movement series. If you're a musician, artist, hip-hop, rap artist, vocalist, come share your story on the Hustler's Corner New York City On the Grind series. And we'll give all of you and your books, your organizations that you're involved with, your businesses, a shout out. And ladies, this one's for you. If you are a woman, especially an African-American woman, that has been traumatized by experiences in her life that were physically, mentally, emotionally, or sexually abusive, come share your story on the Hustler's Corner, New York City. And we'll give you and your organization a shout out. Share your story on our new Lipstick Stories series, and we'll give you and your organization a shout out. And finally, I'd just like to say you can reach us at the Hustler's Corner New York City Facebook group, the Hustler's Corner New York City Facebook page. You can also reach us at www.thehustlerscornernewyorkcity.com. And finally, you can reach us at 347-422-7971. That's 347-422-7971. Thank you once again for joining us. Looking forward to you being with us next time. Peace and chill out. This is Perry L. Duff coming at you live from the Hustler's Corner, New York City, saying thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join us. This concludes episode 42, part 1B of our session with hip-hop recording artist, female recording artist, Bossalina. Be on the lookout for episode 43, which will be part 2 of our session with Bossalina, which will be 2A, in which we will continue to discuss females within the hip-hop and rap industry and how they fare and what inroads they can make for themselves to achieve success. Thank you once again, and please don't forget, share our content, like, and leave a comment. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel by the same name, The Hustler's Corner, New York City. And most of all, we ask that you continue to share our content and let people know about us to keep us growing. Thank you so much. This is Perry L. Duff coming at you live from the Hustler's Corner, New York City, saying peace and chill out.